This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, a very warm day ahead. A little bit breezy at times, but temperatures will soar into the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. We'll not be too far from the record high for Jacksonville of 90 degrees on this date. Still blowing around that pollen with that wind, but at least those pollen numbers are slowly coming down. We'll drop only into the 60s tonight, unseasonably mild. In fact, some spots won't get below 70 degrees, but that's ahead of the next strong cold front that produced some severe weather yesterday and last evening over parts of the deep south upwards into the Ohio Valley, and will produce another round of severe weather today, centered on the Tennessee and Ohio valleys into parts of the Northeast. But the good news is by the time the front gets to us, plus its timing, we don't expect the rainstorms to be quite as intense. However, there'll be some heavy showers and thunderstorms to deal with tomorrow. And if you're traveling west and northwest from Jacksonville early in the morning, you'll run into that rainfall pretty early. It looks like it reaches Jacksonville in the I-95 corridor by at least late morning, but will then be gone by at least late afternoon. So that would be good news from a timing standpoint with both the commutes early in the late afternoon, and also from our severe weather standpoint, because it would not likely allow us to warm up a whole lot on Wednesday before that rain and storms get here. Sure, it's already warm early in the morning, so we'll approach 80 degrees before the rain gets here, but with any luck, that'll keep the showers and thunderstorms, storms in particular, a little bit more subdued. But some heavy downpours, likely some gusty winds, an isolated severe storm, not out of the question, but doesn't seem likely or widespread. We'll, of course, keep you updated. As quickly as the front moves in, it moves out Wednesday night, clears us out in another unseasonably cool stretch of weather. Really nice, despite the brief warm-up that we're getting now. It's not like it's stick-and-stay warmth, right? That's good news. It's kind of like when we get those first cold fronts in the fall, and you're like, when is it going to stick it around? When are we going to stay cool? Well, now we know that it won't be long. We'll be staying hot, but not this time around. This cold front, as it moves through, drops high temperatures to the upper 60s to low 70s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and nighttime lows well down into the 40s. So if your AC kicks in today or has the last couple of days, you'll be able to give it another rest later this week and into the weekend. And of course, the countdown continues now less than a week to the Monday eclipse, which is a partial eclipse for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Looks like partly cloudy skies right now. May not be completely crystal clear, but it may have enough sun with any luck to get a good view of the eclipse, which peaks just a few minutes after 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for Jacksonville and northeastern Florida. Everybody will see it. It's safe to view it as long as you have a safe way to view it. That means solar eclipse glasses or something with anything else with very the proper ability, solar power, solar lens, in order to not to look dangerously at the sun to see the eclipse. And of course, people can walk out and about during the eclipse. Pets can as well. You're hearing a lot of stories out there, and some of them rather crazy, but it's not harmful as long as you don't stand and look directly at the sun without blinking or without any eye protection. You need to have solar eclipse glasses, and we have some at CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News. Jackson will be passing out at UNF at a watch party from 2 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. There'll be games, there'll be telescopes, there'll be scientists all about the campus to give you updates and to explain things to you all about the, as well as people from CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's parts of the weather and news team. And we have a great website that's got all kinds of information on it about the eclipse and what to expect. Go to actionnewsjax.com/eclipse. I've also been posting regularly in the Burrish blog at WOKV.com and at actionnewsjax.com. With OE weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.